I probably would have never paid any attention to Louis' playing if King Oliver hadn't said to me one night that Louis could play better than he could. He says, but as long as I keep him with me, he won't be able to get ahead of me. I'll still be the king. After he told me that, I started listening. But it was very difficult to listen to somebody play who's always playing second to somebody else. But I started listening to Louis after that, as much as I could. Then I was convinced. I said, yes, he really can play better. But I said, but I didn't know technically why it was better. I started going to dances and breakfast dances and shows and things together. Then we started getting to be sweethearts. So I said, anyway, I'm going to get you some clothes. So I went downtown and bought him an overcoat and a $20 velour hat. So when he came to work that night, the manager and all of them said, ooh, look at Louis. Oh, isn't he sharp? But Louis kind of liked the way he looked himself, you know. He liked looking there, and he kind of liked me. Then we decided to get married. I don't say I thought it up, but the idea came to me somewhere that as long as he's with Joe, he would never bring himself out. I said to Louis, well, now, look, we married now. I said, I don't want you playing second trumpet. You got to play first. Oh, well, he didn't like the idea at all. Boy, no. I said, well, now, just one thing or the other. I said, you can't be married to Joe and married to me, too. I said, now, if you're going to stay with me, you have to play first. I went to the Dreamland. I said, I want to put a band in. He said, oh, yes, come in. He says, who you got? I said, well, I'll get some good musicians. I said, but I want to bring my husband back. He said, and I want him to be featured, and I want $75 a week for him. So he said, well, nobody else is getting but $55. I said, I know, but he's coming back from New York on $75. I said, I want his name out there in front. He said, well, I think you're crazy. He said, nobody knows anything about that guy yet. I said, never mind, you just put it up there. So I said, they know me and they'll come in. So I had him make a sign, Louis Armstrong, the world's greatest trumpet player. So I wrote, told Louis, I said, come on back home. I said, because I've got a job for you for $75 a week. And Louis didn't believe me. Louis wasn't anxious to be a star, you know. He just enjoyed playing. And he thought I was crazy, all that name stuff, putting his name out, you know. He said I was real silly. So he said he wasn't coming back. So I said, well, I've already got the job, and if you're not here by this date, then don't come at all. Then the next day I got a wire, I will be there. And when he saw his name out there, he said, girl, are you crazy? What do you mean calling me the world's greatest trumpet? And I bet you I don't get $75 a week. I said, I bet you do. So I got the contract out and showed to him. He said, well, I think you're crazy. And in the meantime, I had bought the house in Chicago. And when he came home and he walked in the house, he said, really, is this our house? I said, yes. Oh, he said, you're a magician. During the time that he'd been playing with the Orchestra of the Vendome Theater and dreamland that Tommy Roth suggested that he form an recording outfit. And as a result, it was called Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. Now, what we would do is have a date, and they would tell you how many records you were going to make or how many numbers, and then we would write the required numbers.
Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, from Chicago in 1927, two tunes written and published by Lil Hardin, Got No Blues and Droppin' Shucks.